A new WBUR poll out this morning shows Hillary Clinton maintaining a commanding lead in the presidential race here in Massachusetts. The poll of likely voters finds Clinton with a 26-point lead over Donald Trump, 54-28%. For more, we're joined right now by Mass Inc. Polling Group President Steve Cazella, who conducted the poll for WBUR and who's come into the studio this morning to talk about it. Good morning again, Steve.
Good morning.
So put Hillary Clinton's lead into context. How does it compare to previous elections?
A 26-point lead is very similar to how Democrats tend to do in Massachusetts. You look over the last four presidential election cycles, and they've all been in this range, sort of between 23 and 27-point margins for the Democrat.
The Clinton-Trump figures are identical to the WBUR poll last month. Are you surprised to see so little change in the race in the last month when there's been so much political news that's come in the water over the dam in the last 30 days?
I think if we'd been polling daily or weekly, we probably would have seen some gyrations. But I think what we're seeing here is that things have ended up about where they were a month ago. As you say, there's been a lot of news that probably would have driven the numbers up or down. But when you just draw a line between last month and this month, they do end up in pretty much exactly the same place.
Tell us about gender in the poll. Is there a gender divide in this race, according to what you're seeing?
There is a gender divide. And though Hillary Clinton is winning both men and women in Massachusetts, her advantage among men is only 8 points, while her advantage among women is 43 points. So as with most Democrats, she's doing much better with women than she is with men.
What about Donald Trump? Where is his support coming from?
He's not drawing a lot of support, I'd say, from most of the demographic groups we looked at. The one exception, I'd say, is registered Republicans. He's doing a bit better with men and those without a college degree. But for the most part, Hillary Clinton is winning almost all of the demographic groups that we examined.
As I understand it, though, you see signs in this poll that there may be some staying power to Trump's brand of politics. What do you mean by that?
Yes, particularly among registered Republicans, which there aren't a lot, but there are a good number in Massachusetts, and they play a big role, for instance, in Republican primaries and in, you know, how the Republican Party itself operates. And the statistics that I know were among registered Republicans, he's drawing 79% of the vote, and he's actually viewed very favorably among registered Republicans as well. So I think there's a good chance that even after Election Day is over, the Trump brand or the Trump ethos will survive in some form in Massachusetts politics.
Interesting. What about third-party candidates in the presidential race?
Not a lot of support. We find both Gary Johnson and Jill Stein in single digits, perhaps down slightly from where they had been. This sometimes happens with third-party candidates as you get closer to Election Day, where, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 months out, people are saying they're going to vote for a third-party candidate. But then as voting approaches, they migrate back to either the Democrat or the Republican.
Looking ahead, do you see signs in this that any of these numbers might change dramatically in the last few weeks of this race?
Well, certainly this election has defied all precedent in terms of the pace of potentially campaign-changing news. You know, every poll that we release, every poll that we do, it seems like it's after some big news event or some crazy thing that happened while we were in the field or just after we came out of the field. So I guess I'd hesitate to predict what could possibly happen between now and Election Day, but it certainly seems possible that we could continue to see a lot of upheaval.
Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the poll for WBUR, thanks a lot for coming in.
My pleasure.